A wreath-laying ceremony has been held at the forecourt of the Christenbosch Cemetery in remembrance of soldiers who sacrificed their lives in the two world wars and other global conflicts. The ceremony was attended by President John Mahama, who laid a wreath on behalf of government and the people of Ghana. Priscilla Osuansa was there for Radio Ghana.
The ceremony marks the 68th edition of Remembrance Day for soldiers who sacrificed their lives in World Wars 1 and 2 to achieve world's peace. On 11th of November at 11 a.m. in 1918, an armistice ended World War 2 when guns went silent on the Western Front in France and Belgium, and 4 years of hostilities ended. The day was called Armistice Day. Ghana, then Gold Coast, being part of the British Empire, also sent soldiers overseas to fight the war, and some lost their lives. It is for this reason that at the 11th hour of today, at the ceremony, a 2-minute silence was observed in their honor. The atmosphere was a solemn one, with those in attendance clad in red and black with poppies on their chests. Old veterans marched in their uniform and got a standing ovation from the crowd. Other dignitaries who were in attendance were the British High Commissioner to Ghana, Peter Jones, who laid a wreath on the Commonwealth and allied countries. The Chief of Defence Staff, Rear Admiral Matthew Kwasi, who laid his on sister security agencies. And the Chairman of the Veterans Association of Ghana, Commodore Steve Obimpe, on behalf of the association. Radio Ghana spoke to the oldest of the veterans, 94-year-old Colonel Felix Hammond, who shared his experience.
I served in Ghana in 1941. I didn't go out, but I stayed in Ghana. And after my training, and I went around with a white job to recruit soldiers. When they come, we train them. But that's all. And also, I was in the soul, so I look after the soul for them, shoes, and see what soul. And when they also arrive after the war.
A remembrance book, situated at the Memorial Arc, was signed by President Mahama and dignitaries present.
Priscilla Osuansa reporting.
Still on Remembrance Day, in active service, they go out in defense of country and to preserve world peace. Some of them do not make it back to their families as they fall in battle. On November 11 each year, their fellow men and women in active service and those who had retired gathered cenotaphs in all countries to honor the great sacrifices of soldiers who fought in the two world wars and other conflicts globally. Ghana and the world community went silent for 2 minutes today to observe this year's Remembrance Day, marking the end of hostilities in the two world wars. Here's Rosemary Gazy with a write-up on Remembrance Day, also called Poppy Day. To honor the memory of their compatriots who died in the line of duty, Remembrance Day, also referred to as Poppy Day or Armistice Day, is one global event observed to bring to the fore the sacrifices of members of the armed forces whose desire was to preserve world peace. Various literature on war history indicate that for the first time in 4 years of continuous war, precisely on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, the guns went silent on the Western Front. Another significance of this day was the signing of the armistice between Germany on one hand and the alliance of Britain, France and Russia on the other. Records have it that the day was specifically dedicated by King George on November 7, 1919 as a day to remember members of the armed forces who were killed in World War I. The first official Armistice Day was subsequently held on the grounds of Buckingham Palace on the morning of November 11, 1919. And this has set the trend for a day of remembrance for decades. The red remembrance poppy, which has become a familiar emblem of Remembrance Day, has been traced to the poem In Flanders Field, which was said to be written by a Canadian military doctor and artillery commander, Major John McCrae. It was in honor of a fellow Canadian artillery officer, Lieutenant Alexis Helmer, who was killed on May 2, 1915. Part of the poem In Flanders Fields reads, "We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn. saw sunset glow, laughed and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field. While the Flanders Field poem captures the great sacrifices of the uniformed men and women decades ago, let's also pause and reflect on the words of Kerry Ashworth, whose son James was killed in Afghanistan last year and was posthumously awarded the Victoria Cross for bravery. At a London Remembrance Sunday service, she was reported to have said, "The job that they do is so hard and so tough, and when they lose their lives, it's just one little thing that you can do, just to remember them for a few minutes." As Ghana observes yet another Remembrance Day for her gallant men and women, the part Ghanaians could play is perhaps to pray for world peace. But until peace is attained, it is only proper to continue to observe the annual Poppy Day with the sounding of the last post, followed by the period of silence and the sounding of the rouse, often mistakenly referred to as rival. This gives meaning to our forebears' ultimate sacrifice in the world wars, the fight for independence, conflicts in Ghana, and in peacekeeping operations worldwide. This is Rosemary Gazy in Accra.